Flock.
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 Flock. Flock. Flock. Flock.
Flock.
Flock.
Flock.
Flock. Flock. Flock. Flock. Flock.
Sounds kind of like it should be a swear to me. Flock. I kind of think it missed maybe the deadline or the cutoff date to apply to be a swear, you know? So it kind of was stuck in limbo, and now it's just kind of a pseudo malicious sounding word that is actually quite tame in definition. You know, flock. It's got this harsh, the C's and the K's and the F and L. And the O. The dreaded O as the vowel. So I kind of think it could have maybe done some damage if it had gotten its stuff together and applied sooner.
Flock.
Flock.
Flock makes me think of, just wonder why there are so many words for masses of animals. Do we really need to differentiate what it's like when a bunch of, when a bunch of pigeons get together, as opposed to a bunch of buffalo, as opposed to, you know, like a gaggle of geese or something? So are the differences really that subtle? Could we not maybe be concentrating our energy in some other useful direction, like not aging? Flock.
Flock. Okay, and we're moving. God, this is killing my back. You know, whoever said being a wildebeest was easy was wrong.
No, I agree completely.
Boring is more like it.
Well, yeah, we're running here, you know, what are we gonna do?
Let's run over here again, you know,
okay,
exciting.
Let's, check in with the supervisor, what are we doing tomorrow? We're running that way.
Fantastic, yeah, for okay. No reason. Nobody knows where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
We're just running there. You know, and there's a pack of a pride of lions. Pack of wolves.
Yeah. Improvise. Let's run around.
You know? Let's flank them. You know, I'm just tired, and I feel like there's no room for promotion.
No, there isn't.
There's no room for a raise.
I'm getting a little irritated about the wage disparity here. I mean, we have to run more than the pride of lions. The pride of lions are just sitting there looking at us. They're making double what we are.
You know, they don't take any suggestions from us as to maybe how to increase efficiency or just break up the monotony.
I'm looking around. Where's the suggestion box? Is it under that rock? Is it the trees? Nothing.
There's no Best Buy idea box here.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
No.
You know, they don't even supply us with a company picnic once in a while. You know, it's grass.
Mm-hmm.
Grass, more grass. Oh, hey, more safari. More Sahara, grass, more Serengeti.
Ooh, what's for dinner? It's grass.
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah. Spice up my life with a peanut that some bratty little kid on a trip to Kenya threw and hit me in the head.
I think his name was James.
What a rat. Ah, well, you know, what else is there for a wildebeest to do in this world?
I guess. But I feel like there's more.
You think so?
I feel like we have higher purposes. I mean, we're having a pretty intelligent conversation right now.
It's not bad.
Don't you think any species that could be so aware of the mundacity? That's not a word.
No, it's not a word. But it was a genuine attempt.
It was.
I think it's probably waiting to be a word. It's in queue. It's going to be a word soon. Yeah, you're just jumping the gun here.
Any creature who's aware of how mundane the situation is
has
got to be able to find a way out of that.
Well, maybe.
It's too cruel a fate to be so aware of your situation and not able to change it.
You're right. Fates aren't that cruel. Let's find something new.
3 months later... Oh, we got an order for 2 burgers, 3 large fries!
Oh, God.
What am I gonna do? I don't know. Okay, I'll go get them.
I'll stamp out the burger with
careful
my
with your hoof.
Claw. Okay. No. Oh, ow! Burnt it a little bit.
Hey, did you want fries? Did you want...
I think they want fries.
I don't think they want fries.
What? Why would they want 3 fries and 2 burgers, though?
I don't know.
I mean, the fries go with the burger. Who's getting fries and not a burger?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
I guess they want a milkshake or something.
Well, okay. Oh, my horn's knocked over the cup.
This booth is too small for the two of us.
Yeah. Okay. Coming right up, sir.
You know, and I suggested that the boss not put 2 wildebeests on the drive-thru, but there was no suggestion box.
No. You spread your wildebeest out. That's the way to do it. But,
you know, put me in the back, maybe changing garbage, bussing, yeah.
Yeah, you begin to suspect with the training program that these people go through is not as intent as they would have you believe.
Well, I hope this isn't it. I mean,
yeah.
We sure breezed through the McDonald's interview process pretty quickly.
We did. But I don't know, you know, I just don't know if there's any room for promotion. I mean, are they willing to promote a wildebeest?
I don't know. There might be some kind of glass ceiling.
Yeah. Well, we could always tell them to take this job and shove it and try to make our way somewhere else in the world.
I think that's a good idea.
Take this job and shove it!
3 months later!
I had an audition today. Didn't go very well.
No?
No. It was that one where they were looking for the buffalo. And, you know, I came down. I can do a buffalo. Yeah. You know, I'm willing to put on some weight for the part. I'm willing to do whatever I have to, you know. But they just had this notion. They looked at me. They saw wildebeest. I mean, granted, I'm a wildebeest, but they couldn't see beyond it. You know, they couldn't see the buffalo that could form around me.
Well, I got it worse than you. I auditioned for Busch Gardens.
Did you?
I auditioned for the part of a roving wildebeest.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it.
Oh, no.
They hired some 16-year-old girl from Tallahassee.
What, was she a more convincing wildebeest?
Apparently. She had her own tap shoes or something.
Oh, whoop.
She was ready to start right away. I, on the other hand, you needed a month to mate.
Well, sure, that's not all of it. I mean, you know, you're in heat. They gotta take that into account.
They sure didn't. Because they bought her wildebeest more than mine. They said I wasn't wildebeesty enough.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not to me.
Yeah, that's not a word.
It's not a word.
Unless it, you know, became a word recently and I missed the announcement.
Yeah.
LA's a tough place to make it as an actor, especially if you're a wildebeest.
It is. I got a hunkering feeling there's something more to life.
You think so?
Than just struggling, you know? Not even getting parts as a wildebeest when that's what I've been my whole life.
Well, if there was somebody around who had actually hired us, I'd tell them to take this job and shove it.
Mm.
But there's nobody around.
We could yell it out the window.
Okay. take this job and shove it! Yeah, you! Well, when you have time. I mean, there's not really a hurry as long as it gets done, as long as eventually, the job does get shoved.
I mean, you can tell somebody else to do it if you don't, you know.
Yeah. Farm it out or something.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
3 months later.
Well, the farming business, not exactly what I thought it was. You know, I mean, America really presents this, you know, idyllic image of what it is to be a farmer. In modern America.
Yeah, it's romantic almost.
Yeah. Such insubordinate chickens, you know?
Insubordinate chickens.
Lay an egg. That's all I'm asking. You know, you laid an egg for Farmer Jones. Can you lay an egg for Farmer Wildebeest?
Yeah, we're not good at shucking corn.
Oh, yeah.
We're not edible.
No.
So we can't herd sheep all that well.
No.
We kind of just roam around and eat manure.
Mm-hmm.
Left by the horses and cows, which doesn't even taste that good.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure why they hired us here.
No.
Because we're not getting paid.
Yeah.
Once in a while, the farm kid rides us.
Yeah. Looks like he enjoys it. I don't know. Good smells.
But I can't help but think that there's more that we should be doing with our lives. I mean, how can we be so painfully aware of our saga, yet not have any kind of relief from it? Doesn't seem fair to me.
Self-aware wildebeest should be able to do more than, you know, get paid nothing to be on a farm.
It's true. I mean, we're talking wildebeest, for crying out loud.
That's something.
God.
I'm a handsome wildebeest. Out in the wild, my fur is admired. You know?
It is, and we ran with the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
We ate grass with the best of them.
Yeah. Well, I guess we could leave the farm.
I suppose. I mean, nobody's really been paying attention anyway.
All right, let's take off. Hey, chicken. You pass along if you have to see the boss. Tell him to take the job and shove it. I mean, in the sense that there was a job.
Yeah. Just tell him to shove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, shove.
Yeah, right. Right. I think he understands something with his beak that seemed to indicate, you know.
3 months later.
I don't know about being vice president.
I don't know either.
I mean, nobody...
It sound glamorous when we applied.
You know, vice. You know, Miami Vice. I am the Miami Presidente. Vice President. You know.
But they really don't do anything, I guess.
No, no. And Congress doesn't listen to us. You know, we can't get a bill passed.
Yeah. We can't.
Could outrun Congress.
We're sharing an office.
Mm-hmm.
And the office is gigantic. We have a lot of attendants and interns waiting on us.
I mean, that helps, sure.
But there's really nothing to occupy our days, and we don't really put our mind to use in any way.
Yeah, you know.
And we have to wear these suits, which are kind of constricting.
They kind of are. I need to be able to run, you know. I mean, I don't want to work as a runner, but I need to be able to run once in a while. That's what I do really well.
You know, our skills just aren't being put to good use. I feel like I say this a lot.
Yeah, it's becoming.
But I feel like we're not being challenged still.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like our 3-month intervals in between jobs, you know, we should be using those to maybe get a job that appreciates us.
Yeah, I only could come up with one.
You wanna go ahead?
All right. What do we tell? Do we tell Congress? Do we tell the American people? Do we tell the president?
Just shout it.
Okay. This job is to be taken and shoved
as soon as possible in a quick and cost-efficient manner.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, really builds a bridge to the 21st century for the American people. If you could shove the job in that way, that'd be good.
It's a talking world of beast!
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, it's just the vice president. All right.
3 months later. You know, being God really isn't that glamorous.
No, it's like, you know, look, a new species of fish. You know, people are really going to get thrilled about that.
I can do and have anything I want.
I came up with a new variation on the chimp archetype.
I sat on my mighty throne in the sky all day today and killed 1 million people and gave birth to 1 million people. Very exciting.
This long white beard looks kind of silly on us, too.
A little bit. I think people might be confused by the fact that there's two of us being God.
Yeah, that could really rewrite the entire pantheon.
And, you know, eventually, if we kept this up, we would come across some conflicts. Mm-hmm. You know, we disagree on situations. You know, I get kind of cranky, you get moody.
Yeah. Boy, do I ever get moody. Could wipe out, you know, entire species.
I mean, it's almost like we're underqualified for this job, and as a result, it's kind of boring.
Kind of. You know what also bugs me is, you know, the trade unions that are really pushing us to join. Yeah. Heavenly Choir, Doc Foreman.
So I don't even know who we tell to shove.
Yeah, we could.
This job.
I don't know. We could, like, wipe out Canada and just consider that, you know, like our resignation. You know.
All right, let's do that.
Okay. That means that you take the job and shove it.
Yeah. You got a screaming flaming Canadians.
Yeah, oh. That's kind of cool.
3 months later.
3 months later!
You know, it's not so bad on the plane.
No. No, you know?
Because we're on the ground, we're eating grass, the planes... It's our roots, really, no pun intended.
Back to the roots. Back to the roots.
It's a popular thing to do these days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're running.
Okay, we gotta run. Move, guys, move.
See, you know, it's...
You know, I mean, that's, you know, it's not the best, but, you know, let's face it. I'm kind of curious, has Benny the Lion got faster?
Has he?
Yeah.
You know, has Fred died? Has mm-hmm. he got gored by a lion?
Who is, you know, that's a, you know, fantastic mane that Harold's got there.
Mm-hmm. Who's the alpha male?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, we really maybe should have just realized all the kind of comforts of home that we have here.
It's really not bad, you know? I'm, getting a little tired. Let's, make a left at that forest. It always throws them off.
Yeah, freaks them out.
Yeah. Alright, here we go.
Oh! Still got it.
Meet you down at the Salt Lick?
Sounds good, man.
It's a plan we could have rolled with from the get-go. Let's go be wildebeest.
Amen, brother.
Dun-dun! That is what jail's like for this week.
I love the Shrouded Public Enemy references.
Thanks, man. I like that, too. Thank you very much for listening. I'll tell you a little bit about the music that we played, because we kind of left off on that. You heard Guided by Voices. They've got a recent EP out. The song is called Underground Initiations. The EP is called Hold on Hope. Before that, you heard another Elliot Smith track. We talked about Elliot Smith. We said our piece about him. And you heard The Makers, who were over at the High Dive tonight.
Right now.
They may still be playing. I didn't tell you about it till now, because we didn't watch it.
I think they start playing now, actually.
Oh, okay. So if you like the song, that's a chance to go see them in the flesh right now.
Block
over
away.
At the High Dive. The song's called A Better Way Down from their new album. And we played some live Built to Spill before that. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
In some permutation or another. We really appreciate the fact that you've listened. And
we appreciate the milkshakes, undoubtedly.
I really appreciate the chocolatey taste in my mouth. I've got to go find a new purpose in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.